June is Indigenous Heritage Month, and the Picton Library in Prince Edward County hosted a discussion with authors Derek Aronhi Nance Montour and Ellen Sandberg Miller, where they talked about their book Everyday Reconciliation, A Guide to Action and Change for All of Us. Two very different perspectives. Derek is of Indigenous background, and Elin is a Swedish immigrant who became interested in Canada's Indigenous history, resulting in her podcast, Everyday Reconciliation. I spoke with Elin and Derek about the book and steps one can take toward their own reconciliation journey. Elin, you're from Sweden. What fascinated you about Indigenous history here?
Well, when I moved to Canada with my Canadian husband and young children in 2008, I thought I was coming to a country known for its multiculturalism, its human rights, its inclusion and diversity, and in many ways that is exactly what Canada stands for and what it is. But we settled in Montreal, where my husband is from, and so I discovered that there were First Nation reserves outside of Montreal, both Ganawage, where Derek is from, and Ganasatog on the other side. And I was really surprised, because that meant that people lived segregated under different rules and under very different conditions. And I just thought that was, you know, a thing of the past and not something that I would find in Canada. So that triggered my learning journey.
And Derek, you've come from quite an interesting past, a mix. Your mother was from Glasgow, mm-hmm. and so your father would have been Indigenous. How do you think we can reconcile every day? What small things do you think we can do every day to try and help our own reconciliation?
I think I'll be honest, that for me, the most important thing that non-Indigenous people can do is to start educating themselves. A big challenge is that our system has been designed to not tell the truth. And so whether it's at the primary grades or high school or not, or us who are now older, we were never given the truth. So a big part is learning and starting every day of learning something new. Start with the people that are around you or close, and then start branching out further from there. Try to understand, why are there over 630 different communities? How many nations are there? What about the language groups? You know, an easy example is Canada often is pride, has a lot of pride for that we're two official languages. But the reality is they're two official European languages. And there's nothing embedded to actually learn any of the words or languages of the people where we live. Start with that. Learn some basic words within it. Being able to say nyawo, or thank you, to somebody who is Kanyakahaga makes a big difference, you know, because that's about relationships. That's about relationship building. So educate yourself, and then not be shy to start getting involved, you know, asking questions. If you work in a business, invite Indigenous people in, or figure out how to partner, purchase things from Indigenous business owners. You know, when you're seeking, you know, we often give gifts or give things. Look for Indigenous businesses to try to do that, you know, and the more we can add to that, even something as simple when we go on music and we go on YouTube or others, look for Indigenous artists, you know, that starts raising their profile and it, you know, it pops up on other people's view. And I think that's the thing is it's what we put value on. And in life, we start valuing things. We'll put value on Indigenous as well. Final comment would be is when we think of culture of Canada, what comes to mind? All people, all settlers come from all parts of the world and they bring their cultures here. And that's a beautiful thing. And they carry their cultures with you. But our culture was suppressed. Our language was suppressed. Help us bring that culture back, because that truly is the culture of this land, is our nations. You know, help us bring that back.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.